Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I am your host, Henderson Mann, and with me as always is Kush.
Hello.
Well, with me as always is Kush, but apparently I'm not always with him as Henderson Mann, so...
You flaked on us. You should apologize to everyone for flaking on us so you could get some granny pussy.
What?
That's why he wasn't here last week.
No, I wasn't here because I couldn't even hardly talk. So I was sick as a dog.
Have you seen American Wedding? That was him in the janitor's room with old granny, Jewish, whatever. I don't even know what his name. The pie fucker. I don't. What was his name? Jim.
Yeah. That wasn't me. I've never fucked a pie.
You wish that was you. You would love to be Stifler.
Oh man.
Played some games.
Video games. So what we've been playing is we've been playing a little Hitman? Hitman Absolution.
I wish it was Hitman.
Kush, you played a little bit of this, I think you probably played a little more than me. I haven't really touched it much. These games really stress me out. I don't like to have too many choices.
It's not that bad. And I think it's, at least in the beginning, it's more linear than previous, like than the Blood Money. Because you have when that guy torches this place. Spoilers if you care. The story and all that crap doesn't matter. But this guy torches it and frames you, and then the cops are after you. And they keep chasing after you.
That level was very interesting. I finished that one. That's as far as I got.
It's different. And at times a bit too annoying, but I enjoy the game so far, what I played through it.
Yeah. Had you dealt with any of the contract modes?
No. I didn't have that much time, and every time I was like in the middle of a mission, and it was like, oh, if you start this, you will end this current mission. I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was one of those, it seems like it's one of those games where you can't like save in the middle of the game. I'm not sure if it has.
I think it does save, though, because I think, from what I can remember, that when you return, it starts you off at the last checkpoint.
I think it tells you that when you choose your difficulty or whatever, it says that you can create your own checkpoints, but those don't save. But I think it is the real checkpoints do save. But I wasn't, I didn't feel comfortable enough turning the system off to take a break to make sure. So
yeah, because I mean, it gets harder to realize when an actual checkpoint is, because like it'll seem like you're at the end of a mission, and then it sort of just flows into a new mission, but it's not really 100% clear.
Yeah, and there are times it's like you have a score up there, and it's like you will go to a new area, and that score will erase itself, and you'll start off from zero. And I'm kind of like, that confused me.
Is this a new mission, or is this like going to be compounded at the end, like it's a cumulative score for this level, you know?
Yeah, and I didn't like the fact that the scoring, like, I guess, I don't know, I haven't played that many Hitman games. I played Blood Money, but I don't remember enough about it. Has there always been that kind of score up there?
I don't remember there being a score like that. I think it might have scored afterwards.
But the problem that gets to me is like, oh, you're now negative 130 points because you knocked somebody out. But there was no other choice. You couldn't really get around them without knocking them out. So I feel like I was being punished for something that didn't really...
Yeah.
It wasn't really fair.
I don't know. It's because you're trying to do all this without doing anything, without hurting anyone at all, except for your target. You don't want there to be any kind of evidence. So knocking someone out would be a negative against your, you know, your score, your mission objective.
Mm-hmm. I guess maybe.
So the way it starts off is that it's sort of like a grade scale where you're not starting off with an S rank, but everything you do that doesn't go towards that S rank would just end up being negative.
Yeah. So that's a little weird. I did buy this game from GameStop, so I got a download code for, I guess, Hitman 1, 2, and Blood Money or something like that. So I haven't put that in. For the PC.
Oh, okay.
So I haven't put it in yet. So I've
It's not like that costs much. It's like that often goes on sale for like $2.50.
Yeah. But it's free, so might as well use it. But now the contract mode's kind of interesting basically anybody can set one up, and basically it uses the same maps that the game itself uses. So, like Big Steven set up one where you had to kill this guy named Monroe, and you had to kill him by an explosion, and you had to wear your Agent 47 suit. So basically, you know, you just pick somebody in a map at random, and you got to kill them. And you could there they you can set stipulations, and whoever gets a higher score, you get like 48 hours or 72 hours, something like that, to go ahead and try to beat that score. So you could keep trying and trying until you beat that score. But it's kind of interesting. It definitely makes the game, I guess you could say, it could keep going on, because you know you could choose different people with different stipulations, and your friends list can try to compete with you. So it's kind of interesting. Not anything I'd probably mess with too much, but definitely if you're a big fan of this game, then I could see you going back over and over and doing that again. There just seems to have been a lot of hate on this game, and I guess maybe because it's a little more linear than the first.
I think the feelings have been mixed from what I could see, from what I've heard. I know that, like, game trailers, they hated on it.
Mm-hmm.
Though, I mean, like, I told you to watch that video with the Resident Evil 6 guy. That guy gets on my nerves. He just...
Oh, God.
I think he's such a cynical asshole.
He did the review for this one, too?
No, he didn't do the review, but just some of his comments were just driving me nuts.
So, yeah, Hitman Absolution. If you're interested, you should definitely try it out. I take it it's in the red boxes, Kush?
Yeah.
So,
I feel like we should get through this episode fast.
Uh-oh.
No, it's just because... You're already on a rate to have more throat clearing than, like, the last 10 episodes combined. And they're all at times when, like, either I'm talking or something so that I cannot cut them out.
Yeah, I understand. I'm sorry. I told you it was going to be bad. Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation, the Vita game. We both have been playing this.
Yeah, so, I barely played it. I chased the chicken and that's it.
yeah, I've played a little bit of this, too. It's interesting. You haven't even gotten to the whole clothing change.
No, I mean, that aspect sounds really interesting to me.
It is, but the problem is that each of those is considered a separate entity. So if one of them, like if you're the assassin and you automatically start out with one circle of, oh my God, they're going to come kill you now. And you know, it's just kind of weird to try to. It's frustrating when you're trying to keep the slave outfit. Clean so you can do some things, but you know, you get it built up a little bit, so you have to switch to another character to clear that all out. So sometimes it can be a pain in the ass. So I'm like, I don't know how far I am in the game. I'm a pretty good distance into it.
Have you tried the multiplayer at all?
There's multiplayer for it?
I'm pretty sure on the menu it said like multiplayer, which really interested me. And I can't remember anyone talking about it, so I don't know what kind of mode it is, because if it is the basic what's been in all the console versions, that would be really cool.
Well, I had to look into that because I don't know. But it's interesting. So I guess the most important thing is that Kush got a Vita.
Yes, I got the white Assassin's Creed limited edition Vita, which is very sexier in person. And I was like on the fence. Yes, exactly like me. But Amazon had a ridiculous deal. I first thought it was just going to be like $200 for it, but then it ended up being $180 plus a free download code for PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale and 3 months of PlayStation Plus.
Wow, that is a hell of a deal.
So
That's
like
ridiculous.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. So,
did it come with a memory card?
It came with a 4 gigabyte.
Yeah.
Which I already, you know, I want the 32. I don't have money for that right now.
Yeah.
But I want that. It's so annoying that you can just use the old whatever micro SD cards.
Yeah. Especially considering that they're trying to really push this online game download stuff too. You know, that being able to use your own cheaper memory cards makes way more sense than paying $100 for a 32 gig card.
Yeah, because I would immediately go buy Persona 4 Golden digitally. Even though I have the whatever Golden Premium Super Edition 10,000 copies version, I don't want to open that.
Oh, so that's the reason why you ain't played it yet.
Well, that copy hasn't arrived yet either.
Oh, okay, I see. I was wondering why you hadn't played it yet. I was like, it's not on the list.
And so, also, I have so many games that I haven't played at all. I don't need to immediately jump into a game that I already played for, like, hundreds of hours.
I know what you mean. I did something fucking retarded, so I'll tell you about that when I get to it. So, yeah, Assassin's Creed 3 Liberations, definitely interesting looking game. It works good on the Vita for the most part. So, Devil May Cry, DMC. They released a demo for this.
Technically DMC, Devil May Cry.
Whatever. I'm dyslexic.
Dyslexic.
So, they released a demo for this game. It's coming out in January. I think it's like the middle of January, which starts a whole new, oh my god, the games are coming. Damn, this is a really freaking good demo.
Yeah.
I was really impressed with it. I'm finding the game to be a lot of fun. It's definitely faster than the previous Devil May Cry games, because I've played them recently because of the Devil May Cry collection, and those games just feel clunky and slow as now because of the way they were built. But, man, this is this feels really tight and fast-paced, and the world is very interesting. They do different things, like you go into a dark world and you have to escape that and by killing these cameras and stuff. It's just lots of interesting stuff. I cannot wait to play this one.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I mean, and I already got, like, I think I might have mentioned to you that I got a bit of an Enslaved vibe in the terms of just, like, the monkey trip relationship with Dante, and I think her name is Kat.
I wonder what her name is. It might be Kat. Every time you say Kat now, I think of the chick from Gravity Rush.
But yeah, it sounded... And also, like, the voice acting I thought was really well done. And, as I mean, obviously the animations and all that are just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for it.
Yeah, the voice acting is just terrific. I really like Dante's new voice actor. If it's even a new voice, I'm sure it has to be a new voice actor.
Yeah, it doesn't sound familiar to me. My memory is not that great.
And the voice acting just seems really good, and I've really enjoyed what I've played. I'm really shocked. It has more of a Bayonetta feel to it for some reason, too. I guess even though they're not by the same director anymore, it's like kind of like they took a little bit of Bayonetta away from it as well. So it's kind of interesting to see those games cross-pollinate. So,
and I don't care about the new look. I think it looks fine, and I don't think he's emo at all because he has black hair. It's not like it's over one eye. So shut up, everyone.
Yeah. I hope people play the demo and say, okay, this is Devil May Cry in a new form, and we'll take it. Because, yeah. All right, so what I have been playing, I'm going to hit some of these pretty fast, because it's been 2 weeks since I've played them. Assassin's Creed 3, I'm liking it a lot. I don't understand why there's so much hate on it. Maybe it does feel a little dumbed down in areas, but...
It's basically, like, it seems to be love it or hate it.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is off of the first, whatever, 4 or 6 hours.
Yeah. I don't understand that, because to me that was really interesting. It's probably been spoiled 100 times, but you don't start the game out as Connor. You start out as a guy named Haytham, and you'll learn who he is, which is very interesting. I think I like how that all played out. And it's a tutorial. I mean, you got to remember, these games have always been tutorial heavy. You have to learn how to play the damn game and all that, so... They add a lot. This game plays a lot differently. Well, not a lot differently, but it plays a little differently than the rest of the Assassin's Creed games. Just the way you traverse now, you don't have to hold down right trigger and A all the time. You just hold down right trigger and he'll run up walls and stuff. So all that stuff's just kind of different. So it's and you don't get to learn much about the frontier and stuff until you play as Connor, but. Once the world opens up, there's tons of side quests and stuff, and finding the viewpoints and all that. It does feel like the world's really large at first, but the longer you play the game, it does feel like it's really about the same size as any of the other worlds. I don't know, maybe just because you get used to the areas. But the ship missions are excellent, and they look gorgeous. They play really well. I thought I would hate those, but those are really fun. I enjoy doing those. Some of the upgrades are very expensive in this game, and money seems to be harder to come by, because you go out to the frontier and you do some hunting and stuff, and you can sell this stuff off. However, you have to put them in convoys, and that just takes forever. I almost wish there was a way to say, okay, I've got these 8 deer skins. This convoy can hold 8 items. Just boom, send it. So I can get all this money. And it's not like that. It's like you have to find it on the menu, put it in this one spot, but you can only put one at a time in. And it's just that's just really frustrating. I just wish there was a faster way to do all that, that besides going into town and selling it for, like, instead of selling a deer skin for like $300 or whatever their money is, instead of selling it for $300, you only get like 50. So it's like makes it more important to do the convoys if you want the money. My favorite part so far has been the homestead missions where you get people to come to your to live at your little village, and then each of them has their own personality and they all have missions tied to them that just they're real interesting. So you know, I just really enjoy that aspect of it. The main game itself, I have a little problem with, is they seem to jump and don't explain what the hell happened in between areas. So you might, as I guess maybe because in the other games, you know, it wasn't tied to the United States, so you know more about your own country and stuff and history of what you were taught in school. So it just seems like stuff's moving, and you're like, I didn't even realize the revolution had started yet, because it's just like this divide where, oh, okay, we did the Boston Tea Party thing, but now we're in the American Revolution, and they didn't explain how that really started. You know, you don't really meet George Washington or anything early on. You see him a couple of times in the game. It just feels very disjointed. And there are actually parts in the games with side missions where you'll go destroy this fort and take it over from the British, and it'll say, this was liberated in 1776. But the whole time, you've been doing missions that were in 1775. So it's like you just jumped 2 years to do that one mission. It seems like they should lock that stuff out until it's that year, because it doesn't make sense storyline wise. I don't know. I guess maybe it's because of the animus and stuff like that can do things, but it kind of really takes you out of the experience. But the traversal across trees and stuff is really excellent. Sometimes getting into those forts is really interesting. So, you know, I really enjoy the game. It does have its problems. It's buggy as fuck at times, and I haven't played it since they did the new update because I've been busy playing other shit. All right, that's Assassin's Creed 3. We move on to Halo 4. It's more Halo. I've been playing the hell out of the multiplayer, and I'm only about halfway through the story mode. People seem to really love the story mode in reviews, but I'm just really kind of meh on it. To me, what I loved about Halo was the open environments and how everything looked crisp and pretty, and like, you know, you're on the Warthog driving around and it's all green and stuff. This is very clinical, very metallic in a lot of places. It just does, to me, I don't know, there's areas that are open and stuff like that, but it doesn't feel like Halo. It feels like just metal, and I don't want all that. I want the organic stuff in there. And I guess it makes sense for the character, the Prometheans or whatever they're called, the Forerunners. But, you know, I just can't really get into the story. But the multiplayer is really good. Although, the problem is with me is if the same reason that the maps don't seem as gorgeous as they did, because a lot of them are that whole metallic thing, like I was just describing. So, but I am a lot better at this Halo game than I have been at any other Halo game.
Yeah, I remember you sucking it up when we played.
Apparently, it's going to be on sale today, Kush, so you might want to check that out.
No, all the sales have been, $60, and we'll give you a $20 gift card.
Oh, is that it? Damn it. I was hoping to be something good. But
it just came out.
Yeah. But I'm enjoying it. I mean, like I said, the multiplayer, I've put lots of hours into it. And my best friend has been drinking a lot of Mountain Dew, so he's giving me all kinds of fucking codes. And I have, like, 29 games left of double XP. So, and I've had like 70 games of double XP at one time. So I'm like level 30s now. So, and I would never have been there if it wasn't for the double XP codes. I don't think I ever got out of level 20 in any of the other Halo games. So, they do the Call of Duty thing where you unlock weapons and stuff. But they do it in a way where it's like, hey, you got this upgrade. Do you want to spend it on... You get a choice to spend it on things. So far, my favorite loadout is the hologram with the suppressor gun. So, I'm fucking awesome at that. I have not lost the game of Regicide yet, so...
Speaking of Halo, I'm going to shake that dog to death.
You can hear that?
Yeah. Everyone can hear that.
Sorry,
buddy. I'm going to kill that dog.
Hold on a second. So, Ragnarok's Odyssey, I've played very little of this. Get out of here. Pause. Hold on. All right, Ragnarok's Odyssey. I have to move out of the bedroom. Have played very little of this. This game kind of feels like a, I guess, a Monster Hunter type of game. You go into an area, you fight a bunch of monsters, something bigger comes, you kill it, you go back to town. It's fun, it's interesting, it feels fun to play, but it's just, to me, it's not something I want to pick up and play all the time. I've got better portable games to play. Let's see here. Let's, before we get to the Wii U stuff, Call of Duty Black Ops 2. It's Call of Duty Black Ops 2. Pretty plain and simple. Lego Lord of the Rings. I do like this game a lot because I like a lot of the, I like all the Lego games pretty much. The only problem I have with this one is they're doing the voice thing now, but they actually use sounds from the movie, so it just really sounds odd when. And overdramatic when these Lego characters are using the actual voices from the movie. It just seems like it's really overproduced, and you can always hear the sound effects in the background. Like, they didn't take the audio tracks set from the separate files, they just took them right from the movie. So it just sounds really weird. But I mean, it's the whole open world thing. You can go back to previous areas and unlock the characters and shit like that. So and Paper Mario Sticker Star, which is the 3DS Paper Mario game, which I've seen played at PAX this year. I am really enjoying this game, which I don't understand. It seems like it's getting got a lot of bad issues from people. People seem to be disappointed in this. And there are things that disappoint me about it. You get stickers in this one, you pull them off of items, or you hit question blocks and they'll drop out of them, or you kill enemies and you get them. And these are your attacks. You do not level up in this game like the previous Paper Mario games. So it's kind of weird. You have to use these stickers to do the attacks. But the problem is once you use the sticker, they're gone for good. So you have to find more stickers. And I guess that can lead to a lot of issues where you'll be in a battle fighting something with spines all over it. And you can't jump on it because that's all you've got left is jump. You don't have any hammer stickers, so all you may have is jump stickers. And every time you jump on it, you take damage. And if you die at any battle, the game ends. It doesn't throw you out or anything like that. It just, game over. You have to start over from your last save point. And these little levels are kind of like levels in a Mario game. And some of them can take 20 to 30 minutes to get through. And, you know, you'll get a save point maybe halfway through some of the longer levels and right before a boss fight. But you could have literally spent 15 minutes solving a puzzle and die and have to restart everything in that level. So that kind of stuff gets frustrating. But it's still a really good game, and I'm like on the third area of the game. I've really enjoyed it. So, I guess we'll get to the Wii U stuff. Kush, have you actually tried any of the Wii U stuff?
No, I haven't seen the kiosk in stores, and I don't care. I have no interest in the system at all. I would not buy it if it was $200.
All right. So I picked up Scribblenauts Unlimited, Super Mario Brothers U, Zombie U, and Nintendo Land, which Nintendo Land I haven't played very much. I didn't pick it up so much as it came with the system that I bought. I am really enjoying the system. First off, to me, what I like about the system is when you turn it on, they have a Miiverse, and on the main screen it shows like all these people in the world walking around, and they're all standing under a game title. So, you know, and they're all talking about the game. And what's really interesting, it's almost like Twitter with pictures. I mean, people draw in their own little pictures. And the artwork that's coming out of Miiverse just really shocks me of how good people are at drawing with this damn thing. I mean, the artwork just looks really fantastic. And so, sometimes I'll just turn on Miiverse and just stare at the screen and see what people are talking about. And it's just really nice to have a social network like that built into a console. It's not like I'm going to run out and buy more than the exclusive games for this system, but I'm not going to buy like Call of Duty for this system because I just know nobody's playing it. But the games that they make exclusively for it so far are just really interesting, especially like Zombie U.
The only interesting game to me.
So, I mean, you use the gamepad for a lot of stuff in the game. You hold it up and you, like, move it 360 degrees to look around for items and check those. You know, all your radar and everything is on the on that screen. So if there's zombies coming and you don't see them, you can hit the button. And if they're moving, it'll say, hey, there's something behind you. That really scares the fuck out of me, because in this game, you can die at any moment. And what a lot of people don't realize is that this game is a lot like Demon Souls and Dark Souls. So the premise is that you start out in an area, you wake up, and there's a guy named the Prepper, and he tells you he needs you to turn on these security cameras so he can update the map. And so you're walking around this area, and you may have to fight zombies or whatever. You're looking for items, you're scavenging for food to keep yourself alive, because if you take damage, you know, you don't heal over time. You have to actually heal yourself by eating food, and sometimes the food could be rotten. Like, if you find, like, dead birds and dead rats and shit, they could be rotten. So if you eat something like that, your health will go up temporarily, but it'll start dropping because you're sick. So and you're trying to go through these levels, and you're finding, like, other campsites where you can stay. But what's really interesting about this game is the way it uses the gamepad for just everything. I mean, the map's on there, your flashlight button's on there, so you just change weapons through that. When you go into your... when you find an enemy to loot, it actually opens up on the screen itself, and you have to put your items where you want them, which can lead to a whole hell of a lot of trouble, too, if you don't realize that there's a zombie coming. They do a good job of... you hear them coming, but sometimes you just don't know where they're at, so it can scare the fuck out of you. But when you die in this game, you become a zombie, and you have to go back and find your corpse and kill your zombie, your previous zombie self.
But you should clarify that you don't become a zombie. The character you were playing as becomes a zombie. You don't control the character when he is a zombie.
Right, yeah. So your previous character becomes a zombie. You die, when you start up, you start as a whole new person. They give them like a... you may be a male, female. They have their own unique look. And then it'll be like, you know, have a job below them, like, stay at home, dad. And then you're playing as that person.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's made the comparison, but it's like Dark Souls, Demon Souls, yeah, or like some MMOs.
Right. So it's definitely very interesting. And it's interesting to see a first-person game try to pull something off like that, where you actually have guns and you're not having to block and all that shit. That's my problem with Demon Souls. I get so frustrated because the enemy patterns are just so fucking weird sometimes that it's hard for me to focus on what's different about the way they're swinging this time as opposed to last time and when I should hit the block button. In this one, you do get a cricket bat, which it takes a little getting used to, because you have to hold down the left trigger and then hold down the right trigger for a couple of seconds to swing, or like a second. So it can lead you to situations where you're getting ganked by like two or three enemies, and you're like trying to... if you get stuck in a corner and there's two or three enemies, you're gone. There's no way to fight, unless you got like some assault rifle or something, which I haven't found yet. I doubt that there's any way to survive that. So it can lead to frustration like that. But you're always unlocking like secret passageways to get back to your main base and stuff, and you can save your game there. So I've really enjoyed it. It really stresses me out, though.
Yeah, I can imagine. So, and I know, like, I don't know if it's been updated yet or not, but I know there's a feature in the game where you can, like, spray paint walls with clues, or maybe not clues, just like in Dark Souls with the whole note system.
I don't know if that's... I see spray paint on the walls, but I don't know if that's from the developers. I know it's supposed to be in there, but I have yet to find a spray paint can.
Well, because it might not be in there yet, because I know it wasn't in there at launch, I guess.
Well, see, it may be in there now, because I think they said there's an update or something, so I haven't been on there in a couple days, so I may look into that. The longest I've had a survivor last now is 42 minutes, and that gets to the point where they level up, your characters level up on the way that they attack and stuff, and if you die, you lose all that leveling up. You do get to keep your equipment if you find your dead body, though, and kill it and collect your shit again. But to me, I kind of almost like that better, because to me, the leveling up doesn't seem to matter as much. And especially since you can upgrade your weapons, and if you get your weapons back, then they're still upgraded too. And that to me seems more important. The most important thing I learned, though, is to spend a lot of your upgrades on the pistol you start out with, because you get to keep that pistol when you die and restart. So to me, that's more important than putting a bunch of upgrades into a gun that you could actually lose. But zombie use, really good. And what I'm loving about the Miiverse as well is all the people talking about zombie you are like, I don't understand why the reviewers are hating on this game, because it's really, really good. So, and I was kind of shocked too. I didn't expect to like it as much as I did. And then I played New Super Mario Bros. U, which is New Super Mario Bros. And it's just like New Super Mario Bros. And Wii, different levels. But I really love these games. So it doesn't bother me. Scribblenauts Unlimited is actually on the PC as well, so, and it's half the price, which I was shocked when I paid $60 for Scribblenauts. I did not realize it was going to be $60.
But, especially when it's $30 on PC.
Yeah. But, you know, it's a game that you can really show off the system, because on Thanksgiving dinner, after Thanksgiving dinner, my best friend was over, and I drug the Wii U out there, and I sat on the couch and let him and Mom solve some of the puzzles for me. What would they do? And they loved it. He's like, my kids would love this, you know. And then I was happening to be like, oh, look, I got a message. So I opened it up, and I had sent Big Steven a message because he had gotten the system as well. And then he sent me a message of a dick shooting cum out of it saying, you knew this was coming right there at Thanksgiving dinner. So that
Merry
was nice.
Christmas. You've learned your lesson.
Yes.
Don't open anything from Big Steven with company around.
So, anyway, that's pretty much what I've been playing.
Okay. Well, I've been playing, as I mentioned before, PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. I played a little bit. I've only played as Ratchet. I went through his little arcade story mode. And as much as I, you know, would bitch about the game just being, oh, it's more Smash Bros., it's actually not that bad. And it's sort of like I haven't played that much Smash Brothers, so I don't remember if there was like any kind of, you know, whatever power system where you on, you know, you build up to a super move. But the way it works in All Stars makes me think about sort of Marvel versus Capcom in a way, except for in a sense you have more control over these things. Like the level one for Ratchet was just like pulls out a big gun and shoots in a straight line, and he could take on multiple enemies that way. Mm-hmm. Then the second one, he turns into Clank, and then he just like has this metal rod or whatever that, you know, you smack someone with it and that kills them. And then the third one is pretty cool, where you get into a ship and then it turns into like a first person view for you, and then you have like a little reticule, and then you just shoot all the other contestants, mm-hmm. all the other fighters. So that's pretty cool. And I mean, it looks really good. Yeah.
I have a question about this game. So do you have to use your special powers to eliminate people from a match?
Yes, that's the only way.
See, that's dumb.
As far as I know, because I remember people talking about you can knock someone over. I don't think that's that bad.
I don't know, man. That just, to me, that just seems...
Because they build up fast, too. It's not like it takes forever to do it.
All right.
But yeah, I mean, I've played through it for like that little bit, but I enjoyed it. I was surprised.
Now, how long are the scenarios for a person?
Well, the arcade thing was maybe like 7 different matches. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe I'd say somewhere around 20 minutes. A match is 3 minutes unless it's a sort of like elimination match or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's fun, and it was kind of fun that like the match just before the boss was against Jack and Daxter. And there's just like this awkward moment, and there's just like, oh, shit's gonna happen. And it's kind of annoying to see it's Jack from Jack 2, but then I can understand that since the original Jack wouldn't really have the best repertoire of moves, and he definitely wouldn't have any long range kind of type of move.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I've enjoyed it. Of course, I didn't pay anything for it. It came with the system, yeah. So, which was kind of ridiculous. I was surprised to have such a new game come with the system.
Yeah, that was shocking. Because that game just came out like last week, I think. Yep. Maybe 2 weeks ago.
I also played Hotline Miami, thanks to Craig over at the Pull List Podcast and Sign In Podcast. And it's an interesting game. It's weird that it annoys me, but I really wish there was a windowed mode for the game. But it is pretty fun. It's definitely interesting. You start off where you just get like a message, and then you go to this area, and then you have to kill everyone in there. And usually the phone call will be like something that's not at all what you're going into, so it's sort of just like a regular thing. And it's a bit awkward at first, just because the controls feel a bit loose. It's really fast. It's faster than I would expect, and it kind of leads to that whole Super Meat Boy comparison, or just these timed run scenarios. So some people have compared like GTA, but I think that's just in the way it looks. Because if you're going into this hoping it's going to be like a GTA, the old games, you're going to be really fucking annoyed, because there's no open world to the game. It's just these mission-based things, and you get your high score, and you unlock masks and all that crazy shit. And then the way missions end is that you go do some like mundane thing, like pick up a pizza or pick up a video from the thing. And, you know, I don't know if they're trying to, you know, make a comment on the whole violence thing, because when the mission is over, you basically have to walk back through all your dead bodies, everything you've done, all this bloody shit everywhere, to your car. So you just have to walk through everything and just see what you've done. But it's fun.
Is there a Drive vibe to it?
Yeah, because of especially it's some like the colors and especially the music that gives it that Drive vibe. Drive vibe. That sounds so weird. But I enjoy it. It's fun. I don't know. It's nice that I think it launched without it, but it now has controller support, and that's the way I've been playing it. So I dig that. It's still a little weird because there is still a cursor on screen, but it's not too bad. I'd say the one thing is that anyone going into it should really expect not to get a GTA-like game, because it's mission-based and it is really fast. Really fast. Surprisingly fast. I also played Mario Kart 7. I got that for $10. And it's Mario Kart and it's surprisingly good. That's not really surprisingly. I mean, I've had fun with it. I haven't played it too much, but I mean, it's Mario Kart, and for $10, that's a pretty good deal. Especially when the Club Nintendo code wasn't used, even better nice. Deal.
So did you get the steering wheel with it too?
No.
Oh.
What do I want?
Now you're not playing with power, dude.
What? It came with a steering wheel?
Yeah. Well, it came with a steering wheel controller thing that you put your controller in.
This is for the 3DS.
Oh, never mind.
Yes,
I'm kidding. That's the one I haven't played. I was thinking you were talking about, I guess I was thinking Mario Kart 7 was the weak one.
No,
that would be Mario Kart Wii. Never mind.
Yes, I think I do have a controller for that though, but I don't think I've ever played the game. But yeah, Mario Kart 7's. I mean, it's Mario Kart and it's good. So big surprise there. And then I also played Fruit Knee, which is a iPhone game. I played it on my iPad. It looks fine, zoomed up, because it's basically pixel art. And it's this, it's basically card matching games, those memory card games where you have all the cards flipped over, face down, and then you have to flip them over and then remember where they are and match to. And I found it to be really fun. I think it was free for the first 24 hours. It's $1 now. It's still a fine price. And what I like about it is that you can swipe across all the cards to flip them all over. So you can, if you have good enough memory, you can then, you know, go real quick through all of them. So I like that. I like that you don't have to just go, you know, 2 by 2 by 2 by 2.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fun. And I was chatting up with the developers a bit, and we got into a bit of a high score battle. I needed to go reclaim my high score. They're in Italy. So there's an Italian-Sicilian war going on there.
Uh-oh.
So I got.
Give them an offer they couldn't refuse.
I'm gonna give them something, that's for sure. But yeah, it's a fun game. I dig it. And if you only have like an iPad, it still looks good on there. And they might change. You know, they might update it to Universal. I'm not sure yet. I also played some. Well, I played a lot of indie games. I probably played like 20, and I have, you know, all these videos that are just ready to go, so that I don't have to do them. You know, I wanted to build a backlog of them. But the two I'm focusing on, the first thing I want to say is that my last video I recorded, which I don't know when I'll put that one up, it was of me playing a game that would not work. I loaded it 3 times and it aired every 3 times, and then I ended the video with you, the viewer, watching me delete it off my hard drive. It's going to be a horrible video.
How did that even make it through?
I don't know. I don't know what the problem is. But the first one I played is Shark Attack Deathmatch, which I really wasn't expecting much, but that game fucking freaked me out. you know, I already, you know, I've admitted multiple times that I'm a pussy when it comes to games that are could be scary at, in any way. And this shit just freaked me out because, like, I was just, I didn't see any sharks at first because there's, like, a survival mode, but there's also online deathmatch. But in the survival mode, I was just, like, swimming around. I'm like, I don't see shit. And then all of a sudden, the screen starts going red and everything starts freaking out. And I see a shark just destroy me. And then at one point, like, I'm looking at one and I'm, like, trying to shoot it. And I just get attacked again. And then there's another point where, like, I get pushed into a hole with just a little bit of life left. And I stay in that hole for, like, 2 minutes. But it's pretty well done. I think the tension that comes with those sharks is good. Especially, like, once you shoot one once, then the music changes. And that shark just makes a beeline straight for you. It just comes charged. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Sharks.
Yeah. And, like, I remember there was one time that probably freaked me out the most was I killed one shark. And then I, like, just, like, moved out a little. And then I turned around and two sharks just, like, came out of nowhere. And it's awful. Terrible. But I really enjoy that game. So you should check out the video and you should definitely check out that game.
How does the game look?
It looks good. Yeah, it looks good. I mean, especially, like, a lot of these Xbox Live indie games that I think unless they're 2D art, these screenshots don't really come across as well as they could. But that game does look good in motion. And the other game I played is 3 Dead Zed, which is a 2D sort of puzzle platformer where you play as a zombie and you end up getting two other forms so you can switch between them and use those to solve puzzles. So you turn into like a Hulk-ish female zombie and then like a spider zombie. And they all have their different abilities and it's really well done. I think it's 240 Microsoft points and it's just... It's a really well-done game. I think it's also on PC. And it's really fun. And I guess there are kittens in it, too. I didn't get to that part in the game. But the developer contacted me. Like, I think he left a comment on the post. And he's like, hey, you know that part with the kittens? That's in the demo, too. Just reload it and just go play some more. It's like, you got to get to the kittens. You got to get to the kittens. But, yeah, it's a good game, too. So I'd recommend checking both those games out.
That's something we don't see very often is a good Xbox Live indie game.
Well, they're there. They're just, you know, hidden behind a lot of crap. And I don't, you know, I just pick games and play them. And I don't, like, if they suck, that I'm not going to, like, not talk about them or not post a video. But, yeah. You saw Wreck-It Ralph. I did not.
You didn't go see it? Oh. Yes, I did go see Wreck-It Ralph. The first half of it is a very well-done video game movie. The second half of that movie is a bunch of candy jokes with a little bit of video game stuff thrown in. But I did really enjoy it, and I did like the ending of it. But I wish it had been more about the video games and the cameos and shit like that than sitting in one world where there were no real video game characters in it. So that just seems kind of weird, but it tells a good story, and like I said, I would recommend it just if you're a fan of video games. I'll definitely buy the Blu-ray when it comes out because I want to pause it at a couple of scenes to see all the cameos because they go by so fast that you're like, oh, what is that? Oh, ugh. So, but I've got two other movies I'm going to watch today, so I don't get to talk about those. I got Brave and Safety Not Guaranteed.
Yeah. I still have to see that. I have it, but I have not yet watched Safety Not Guaranteed.
I heard some bad things about it.
So it looked good to me. I've heard a lot of mixed things. So. I think it looks good. I like the cast. And then Brave is like, I still really don't have any interest to see it.
I heard that movie's different than what it's portrayed on the what they portrayed.
Well, I heard it has a big switch up in the middle, and some people love that switch up, and some people don't. And this is going to be a spoiler, but I don't know if it... Like, I just heard of something about a bear, and maybe the mother turns into a bear or something. Which, is whatever.
It's like, what?
Okay. Mama bear.
Yeah. So, I'm definitely going to watch that stuff today, or soon. Maybe today. I rented it. I didn't buy it, so I need to watch it or waste my money.
You should see Seeking a Friend for the rest of the world, for the end of the world.
That was out. When I went to the video store, I went to the Redbox.
You know, I have to think about everything I've seen, but that might be my favorite movie of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely wanted to see that after I heard you talk about it this year. So, And then I've been catching up on Supernatural. I love this TV show, but I kind of got... I missed, like, the first episodes 2 years ago. And I just... After that, once you miss the first two episodes of a season, it's kind of hard to get into that season without ruining the whole up season. So I kind of, like, held off. And then I got the DVD set. And then I didn't watch that for, like... We started watching it, and we just didn't... Me and my mom both kind of were like, meh. Couldn't get into it. Then all of a sudden, it was like... 2 years later, and I hadn't watched the rest of that season, and I had a whole other season of it on the DVR, and I already had 9 episodes this season, or 6 episodes or something. So I was sick. When I got sick and missed work, I didn't really feel like playing video games because I had such a splitting headache, so I just laid around and watched Supernatural on Blu-ray and what was on Netflix, and finished up everything last night. I finished up the last two. I'm current, so I'm really enjoying that show. I really do enjoy that show. So, and there's not much else to say besides I like that show.
Do you watch New Girl?
No.
Yeah, my favorite guy in that show is Nick, the guy who is in that Safety Not Guaranteed. Huh. I like that guy. Everyone talks about Schmidt, but I like that guy.
So, don't have any books or anything to talk about, although the new Dresden Files comes out on Tuesday if you're into that series, which I fucking love that series, so I cannot wait.
All I ever think about that is that, who, I don't even remember who it was, but whoever sent me like a torrent for all those things. All the books. I'm like, thank you, I don't want this.
So, you should definitely try those books out when you get a chance when you buy them. Just saying. My friend's reading through them now. Black Friday. Man, there were some good fucking sales at the Microsoft store.
That is the most ridiculous thing of Black Friday. That's really all I want to talk about, is how ridiculous their sale was. Like, there was always there was the Walmart deals that were known ahead of time, and those looked to be like the best because they trumped every other store. But then Microsoft just went nuts. Like, they had a few deals live, like, right away, and then just, you know, slowly they'd be tricking, like, wait, these games are $10, these are $10, these are $10. Yeah, it's just like everything's $10.
I'm so pissed off I missed Tekken Tag Tournament too, because I've been wanting that game, and they sold that shit for $10 yesterday.
Yeah, though it was listed as like a pre-order.
I was like, that's ridiculous. But to me, the most ridiculous sale at first was the fucking Forza Horizon for $15.
Yeah, that's still one of the most ridiculous ones.
And the thing is, you could still go there and get that. It's like they kept releasing more and more copies.
Yeah, it just seems like Microsoft is saying, we don't want to sell games anymore. Take all our shit. Get this shit out of here. We don't want it.
It may be what they're trying to do.
It seems like it.
But, damn. I keep looking at that Fable the Journey for $15, but I know that shit will be $10 at fucking Gamefly next year.
You should get all those Kinect ones. Yeah, National Geographic Kinect.
Oh, yeah, I don't.
Yeah, Sesame Street TV Kinect.
So the only thing you got was a Vita from the sales. Is that it?
Or I've got plenty of other crap. It's not. I'm not gonna list shit or anything. I don't see the point of that. I'm not Big Steven. Big Steven has to list everything he's ever purchased on every podcast he does.
I don't think so.
That's all I remember. He'd like go and like here. I'm gonna go. He'd move away from the mic, go pick up everything he bought, and then he would like flip through them, and it drove me insane.
I got WWE 13 for $25,
which and Angry Birds.
And Angry Birds for $15, so that was a good deal for Angry Birds, yeah. I guess.
Well, pretty much everything was a good deal.
Yeah, so hopefully there'll be something good at Cyber Monday. I saved a little money back for that, so. And finally, the Grand Theft Auto 5 official trailer number 2 dropped, which, no surprise there, it looked fucking amazing, and gets me so pumped for that game next year.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it. At the same time, I don't like the way any of the main characters look.
Yeah, I like the older guy that was.
That would be my default. I know, just because he's the most normal looking one, almost sort of like he almost has like a Kane vibe.
But then again, the black guy seems kind of cool too, because, you know, his background story seemed kind of interesting, because you see him talking to that woman.
You didn't see much of him in the trailer. He was kind of like this third fiddle.
Yeah, but he seemed like whoever that's his sister or his wife, girlfriend, whatever, who that black chick was that was talking to him, trying to tell him that he's never going to get out of that life. you know, that was kind of interesting. So it seems like whoever this is, family probably is wanting him to get out of this life as well. So
it's Kane and Lynch and CJ, the crazy bald guy's Lynch.
Oh my God, it is, isn't it? But that the way that they're doing the game, if, I don't know if you've read over the game of former information.
Yeah,
the
three characters that you can switch between at any time.
That sounds so fucking awesome. The way that you can play that game in three different ways.
Sounds interesting. And I know like some people complain that they wouldn't want to see things from San Andreas Return. And I guess apparently I'm the only person who liked getting fat when I ate more. Or not when so, I ate healthy. I love that part of it.
That didn't really... That, to the point, that didn't even get very... All you did is eventually, every once in a while, you went to the gym and worked out and you were fine.
I love that part. I like those little RPG elements.
But I'm real interested in this game. Cannot wait for it to come out. So, anyway, that's all we got.
Yeah, I think. The Vita, a little bit more. That whole Nier thing, that's fucking weird. That is weird. I don't... That is, like, borderline creepy. It, like, brings up this little, like, map thing, and then it points, like, pinpoints the location of other people. And it goes it goes pretty specific on the location of people. Down to the address. Not the number, but the address.
Really? I haven't really seen an address there.
Yes. It, like, took my address, and then I found the, oh, this person's also on my address. I'm like, I don't like this.
You're so weird.
I'm not weird. That's weird. It is weird to have the address out. And then it's like I feel like I could take this outside if I had like a 3G connection with it, and I could walk and get closer to these blips and find out exactly where they live.
Yeah, but you can only do it like once every hour or something like that. So, and who's to say that they just didn't pass by your house in a car and it blipped there? So
I don't know. It's freaking weird. That's a nice piece of hardware, though.
It is. It's pretty.
It deserves to do better than it is doing, and I don't know how it's going to.
It's Sony doesn't know how to market it.
Sony doesn't know how to do shit.
I mean, this year, Sony has just failed with their video games. I mean, the only thing they brought out for Christmas, really, is a bunch of HD collections, which I love, but and All-Stars.
Yeah, I just... there needs to be more games, and they're just... I don't really see many advertisements for it or anything. But it's a beautiful device. It is a beautiful device. And it feels good. Looks great. Touchscreen is pretty responsive.
And you got the PlayStation Plus stuff, too, that you can download. Well, you can't, because you don't have a 4GB card.
Well, I have a 4GB card, so I'd have to like take everything off. Though I don't know with what's already on there, like what the whatever, like you have your basic, what the system takes up. Yeah. But I don't know if I could actually fit the Uncharted game on there because that was like 3.7 or something.
Yeah, 3.2 gigs, I think, 3.3, something like that. So you might be able to get Gravity Rush on there, though.
I should, because I mean, I got PlayStation All-Stars on there. That's a downloadable code.
Yeah.
That was like one something. I also played that just the first level, that mutant blob thing.
Oh.
That's a fun game.
That's a good game. Yeah.
I played a little like the PSN version a long time ago.
I've never played that version. So. Anyway, that's going to be it for our show. So, Kush, why don't you plug your old shit?
Yes, pixelatedsausage.com. I am on the Twitters at Kush3. The site is at PSausage, and the podcast is at Pixelated Radio. You should really check out the YouTube channel. More videos are coming, and they just keep coming like crazy. They come all over your face for just 55 cents. Yeah, it's youtube.com/pixelatedsausage. And you know what? You should donate to the site if you want. I'm thinking about maybe actually pimping that for a little for like the month of December, which I never really do. Because there are some things I'd like to do. Like I mentioned with Hotcakes Man before that like I would have like a goal that if it was like it would have to be a high goal, but that I would go out, buy a bunch of Cosby sweaters, and do like a weekly vlog where I talk in the Cosby voice. And just like talk about the games or some news or something. He wanted me to do blackface, but that would be way too far. I would get lynched. I'd get fucking killed. But I would, you know, I'd have. It would be like the beginning of Mr. Rogers. I'd walk in and I'd take off like the one sweater, and then I'd put on a new one, and I'd do the voice, and then I'd go to the fridge and get some Jell-O pudding, and then I would sit down and talk about some games.
And I would do want to bring up the fact that Kush doesn't ask for donations a whole lot, but I want you to also know that the donations go to him and him alone and his production of the show. They do not go to me buying video games.
Yeah, and so, unlike sites like, you know, the Geek Box, I'm not going to buy it pizza with it.
Yeah.
No pizza.
So I don't spend the Kush money to...
Yeah,
and
all the money would go to the site. That's what it's there for. This shit isn't free.
Yeah.
Any of it. Nor is my time.
I'm 35 years old and live with my mom and have a decent enough job that I can't live on my own, but I can afford stuff
mm-hmm.
for now.
So, yeah, and also you should check out some other podcasts, as in Signed In Podcast at signedinpodcast.com, The Pull List Podcast at pseudoradio.blogspot.com, The Two-Headed Nerd Comic Cast at twoheadednerd.com, and Undercover Unitards at whatever.com.com.
I just want to plug my Twitter, Henderson Man. Xbox Live Arcade, PSN, and now the Wii U handles are all Henderson Man.
Yeah,
so
I was gonna almost tell you to make a Kush handle, even though it's at this point it would be tied to your console.
Yeah,
just
I was
to
like, that's
it.
Not a good idea.
Who cares? by the time I would get a Wii U, that would either be fixed or I wouldn't care.
That is a good point.
But yeah, I if it's even still available. But
yeah,
I doubt
Nintendo even lets it.
Yeah, who knows. But another thing I like about the Vita is just using that to navigate through like friends and all that kind of stuff. Like I think it could be exactly like the Wii U whole controller thing with the PS3 or the upcoming PS4.
Well, they said Zombie U developers had said that they're waiting for them to get that figured out before they release Zombie U on other platforms. So with glass, what is it?
A surface. Well, that's Surface, but the whatever thing is called Smart Glass.
Smart Glass.
Surface of it. And I also want to go back to All-Stars really quickly, is that one thing I thought would be cool is that like the levels in there, they're interactive, and I think that they're not interactive. There's just like shit going on in the background, and occasionally they'll affect the game. But one of the levels I really liked was the Little Big Planet themed level, and it had like just things being created, and then they would be put into the actual stage. And I thought that was cool. And then I thought how cool it would be if, you know, either somebody doing it on the Vita or somebody doing it on the PS3 and people playing on different Vitas. Like if somebody was actually in control of creating that shit and messing around with it, you know, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's
it. One other thing I want to say about the Wii U, what I'm disappointed about the most is it won't reach the toilet.
Oh, poor baby.
So I can't take a shit and play Super Mario World or Scribblenauts. So.
I'm still curious to see like if there is any kind of backlash, because I feel like there are still people out there who don't realize that it is a controller and not a tablet, that they will not be able to take it, to school with them or something.
I think when
like
you
that.
See the box, you will understand. I don't know. Maybe
I'm talking about general Americans, your general consumers, your general like Wii consumers, not us.
Gotcha. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's going to be it for the show.
And also, Steam, 50% off Torchlight 2 right now. So it's $10. That's a ridiculous deal. And Orcs Must Die 2 is 75% off, so it's $3.74. So those are two games you should all get.
Cool. All right, that's going to be it.
Adios, everybody.
Largo zippity pop pop.
It's a ninja!
Shing! Largo zippity pop pop!
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, shit.
Oh, don't be getting sick on me.
I'm not. I don't get sick.
Well, just to be warned, there could be times where I just start hacking and coughing and have to shut down the mic, so.
Okay, okay. E.G.
Sorry. What was E.G.? What's E.G.?
For example.
Oh, I thought that was I.E.
No, that's a common misconception.
Don't be going all grammar on me, man. Man.
Check it, check it.
All right, Kush.
Hello.
Me. Hey, how's it going? Done.